الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام، حضرات الإسلام، الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with the dawlat of Iman, with the treasure of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with complete Shariat, perfect Shariat, divine Shariat, the way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down rules and regulations for us to follow in the Quran and the Hadith. A person who believes in Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more he acts upon the rules and regulations, the better Muslim he becomes. And the person, if he is not practical, then he is not classified a good Muslim. The stronger the Iman, the better the Islam. The weaker the Iman, the weaker the Islam. In Islam, there is the concept of sin. And the Arabic word which we utilize for sin is ma'tiya. Now what is sin? When sin takes place, now what is the solution to stay away from sin? Ma'tiya would mean transgression of the law, going against the law, and basically being disobedient. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something, and a person, a Muslim, he does something contrary to it. So we are disobedient. And when a person is disobedient, that means he is sinning. He is indulging in ma'asiyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated something. Muslim does something contrary to it. That means he is sinning. He is disobedient. So to be disobedient to Allah, to be disobedient to Quran, to be disobedient to the rules and regulations stipulated in the Quran and the Hadith, to be disobedient to the law of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be disobedient to the way of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be disobedient and not conform to the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be disobedient to the pattern of conduct which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has approved of, fi Rasulillahi uswatun hasana, in the Rasul of Allah, you have got a noble, you have got a lofty pattern of conduct to emulate. So when we are disobedient to that pattern of conduct, then we are sinning. Sinning, there are two types of sin. One is a major sin and one is a minor sin. Like how there are two types of signs, major signs and minor signs, sinning also there are two types, major and minor. What is the definition of a major sin? A major sin is that sin whose admonition or warning, or it has been declared deplorable, or punishment has been stipulated in the Quran and Hadith. Such a action would be classified as major. However, a minor sin, for example, adultery, its punishment, admonition has been stipulated in Quran and Hadith, classified major sin. A minor sin, when it is repeatedly done, becomes a major sin. That is the rule in Sharia. A minor sin, when you repeatedly do it, it becomes a major sin. However, here we must know that, for example, people generally will want to know about the beard. The beard, if a person trims it, or if a person shaves, or if a person cuts it, and it does not conform to the Shariat length, then that is a major sin. It is not a minor sin. So repeatedly shaving or repeatedly cutting or trimming, that is major sin all the time. A person, for example, kisses a woman, a strange woman. Kissing of a strange woman, that is a minor sin. So it doesn't mean now, because the Mufti says that kissing of a strange woman is a minor sin, start kissing strange woman. Because repeatedly kissing the strange woman will become major sin. That is the law. Holding of a hand of a strange woman, that is a minor sin. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, although I stated in hadith, that if you knew the punishment of holding the hand of a strange woman, then you will not do it. And he compared it, he drew a parallel, he said it is like holding live cinders in your hand. I stated that kissing of a strange woman is a minor sin. That is if you do it in public, if you do it where everybody is watching. But if that action is done in private, in khalwat sahiya, in seclusion, that action, because it is done in private, kissing of a strange woman in private, it becomes a major sin. Why? Because the doors are open for other things to follow. But in public, because a person, especially a Muslim, inshallah, he will not do major sin in public. A Muslim is a person, inshallah, he will not do any immodest action in public. He will not go and start urinating in public standing. He will not start holding his own wife in public. He will not start kissing his own wife in public. And an animal, as you see them, the animal, they do everything in public. They kiss in public and they do everything in public. Those are animals, so they're not human beings. And a person who follows Sharia of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is a human being. A person who does not follow Sharia of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is not following a divine, sanctioned, approved code of life. He is not a human being. He is like an animal. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have created mankind in the best of both. Why? Because he's got a career to follow. He's got a pattern of conduct to emulate. And in Sharia, there is khair, there is barakah. Now when a person sins, a black spot appears on his heart. And when he repeatedly sins, then that heart becomes enveloped in blackness, in darkness, in zulmat. And he cannot respond to truth, he cannot respond to Sharia, he cannot respond to anything that is presented to him that he must do something good. But batil, falsehood, he will respond very quickly. Because batil is dark and his heart is dark, he will respond and he will follow it. Understand what I'm trying to say? Respected elders, now if a person puts zikr in the heart, he remembers Allah and he remembers Allah a lot and he polishes that heart. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated, for everything there is a polish, and the polish of heart is zikr. So when that person feeds the heart with zikr and he remembers Allah, he shines that heart. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that when a person makes zikr, then his heart becomes like a mirror. It shines. Respected elders, when a Muslim, when he makes zikr and when he remembers Allah and when he remembers Allah a lot, then his heart becomes peaceful. There is a stage of tranquility. Then he is at rest. Then he becomes at ease with himself and his family. No other ibadah has been classified as a tranquility of the heart besides zikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Karim, Allah bi zikrillah tatma'inna al-qulub. Allah, be aware, note this, take note, bi zikrillah, with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tatma'inna al-qulub, that your heart will become peaceful, your heart will reach a state of tranquility and ease. And you ask any person, black or white, you ask any person, Muslim or non-Muslim, adult or young, male or female, what they want? They want happiness. Heart is not at rest. We want tranquility. We want to be at ease. They say, I've got all the money, but I'm not at ease. I've got all the money, but still I have to take panados, etc. and sleep, and tranquilizers and sleep. I've got everything, but I haven't got the sukoon of heart I haven't got. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that blessed is that person who earns sufficient money, sufficient livelihood, and who is content. Blessed is that person. And today what is the concept? That we must hanker after wealth, greed, lust, passion, vain desire, whims and fancies we follow, run after the world, which is fleeting, which is temporal. As a result, what happens? You do not have time to feed the heart with spiritual elevation or spiritual food for elevation. Now a person, when he feeds the heart with zikr, then inshallah, his heart will shine, the laws of Islam he will practice. When you see a person, you see this is a Muslim. Why? Because you will see Islam on him. You will see Islam on his face. You will see Islam externally. But a person who is not making zikr, his heart is dead, he's decaying, he's rotting, he's experiencing spiritual retrogression. Why? Because he's not feeding the heart the right thing. When a person makes zikr, he has time to make zikr, then inshallah, because he can make zikr and because he can remember Allah, he'll be able to practice Islam and he'll be able to exert his influence on his family. He'll be able to pull himself and pull the caravan of his family. He'll be able to pull his cart and the cart that his family is, he'll be able to pull that. Why? Because he is spiritually geared up for it. He is spiritually boosted for it. The heart is the engine of the body. The heart is the engine of the body. And you feed this, and you revamp this up, and you revitalize this, and you give it a boost, then you will be able to carry yourself, and you'll be able to carry your family with it. But if you've got no zikr there, if you've got no remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if that heart is dying, and if that heart is decaying, and if that heart is rotting, and if that heart is stinking, and if that heart is going black, then you cannot pull yourself, let alone your family. And this is the problem all over the world. They talk of jihad, they talk of local jihad, or you talk of international jihad. You talk of a mujahid. Compare the mujahid of this age and the mujahid of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba. The Sahaba were ill-equipped in Badr or in any other battle. But spiritually, they were super. Their hearts, they were emanating nur, celestial light. They were able to carry themselves towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their family towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They trained themselves spiritually and they trained their family spiritually. That is why, if a person wants to make jihad, the weapon is a means. It's not the end. You may have, must have the weapon. You are saying, no, you must have the weapon. But more than the weapon, the heart of the person, it must be spiritually boosted. It must be spiritually vamped up so that he can get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders, does not come on the weapon. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes on the heart. When the heart is spiritually geared up, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. You can have, we can have the best weapon, but if our heart is filthy and rotten, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come. Wherever the mujahideen are fighting on the surface of the earth, Muslims, why we are batted around? Why we are pushed around and kicked like footballs? Because the Muslim doesn't even look like a Muslim. The Muslim does not even feel like a Muslim. The Muslim does not even behave like a Muslim. You see the photographs. You see. How can the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come when the person is eating pork and drinking alcohol, womanizing and intermingling of sexes, listening to music and he's going and doing all these wrong things? You think the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come? The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never come. The wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. And worse still is to mock at those who are conforming to the Sharia. One person mentioned, he said that he was talking to another brother and said, your wife, she is in Barada, she is covered up, she is in veil, no one can see her. What is this? We are living in the 21st century. We are advanced people. But look at my wife, he says, look at my wife, how charming she is. She walks around, she drives the car all day, she wears the petrol all day,
And she goes here and then everywhere, does everything herself. And when I go for parties and festivals, I take her and introduce her. She shakes hands with my friends. And come summer, she's half naked. And she's so nice. She talks to everybody and smiles and laughs with everybody. When I guess she entertains them. But yours is all covered up. Understand? That is when you have an orange, and when you take out the peel of the orange, then that orange is useless. My wife is covered. The orange is covered. It's valuable. It's precious. But yours, the orange peel is out. And soon the juice will be out. It will be drying up. It will be rotting. Everybody will be using it. One of the Rumi in Masnavi writes one story. He says, a person saw a girl and he liked her. And he expressed this. See, when you take the product out of the house and you put it on the street, then the product must get touched. Someone will touch the product. Someone will feel the product. Someone will smell the product. Someone will use the product. And when the product is being used, don't complain, because you brought the product out onto the street. One other says, that the person said to that girl, I like you. So that girl said to him, that why? He said, are you beautiful? So that girl said, that down the road, my sister is coming. She's younger than me. She's more beautiful than me. She is coming. So immediately he turned around to see who's coming. This is our condition. Anything that is new, fashionable, anything that is good looking, anything that is flashy, anything that is attractive to the eye, starts to be at him. Not somebody at home, be happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. But no, look around, look here, look there. So that you'll get one smack. Then what happened? Is that 1 minute you express love for me and when I told you there's something better coming, your eyes is already gone that direction. You understand? So you ask the youngster, so what's happening? He says, no, put this up. You know this masala of getting four eyes, I agree fully. Can't attain one properly, and then he starts looking somewhere else. So anything that is fashionable, attractive, does not necessarily mean it is good. Respected elder, that one Urdu poem, poet says, that dil, there a muhabbat hai. That is dil, that the heart is a ocean of love. Kisi par marega. It will die on someone. And respected elder, the heart is the engine. And if you don't look after this engine, it will die and it will take us to the wrong direction. The other person says, very nicely, that tehzeeb ne buto ko tarashwaya hai, ne yo buto ko tarashwaya hai. That modern culture has carved of new idols. The idols of the old, Habul, Shams, Laat, Manat, Uzza. Idols of this age, wealth, property, love, fame, popularity, seat, position, nationality, race, color. I stay this side of the river, you stay that side of the river. I come from this village and you come from that village. These are the new idols. And the idol is hard to break until you spiritually vamp up your heart. And when we spiritually vamp our heart up, then we'll be able to control these modern idols. People die for wealth. People kill for wealth. People cheat. People rob and exploit. And people say, no. That my nation, my tribe, my people, my village, all these things are nonsense. We should worry about who is pious and righteous. We should worry who is going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is getting proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one method of getting spiritually ramped up is one simple thing recommended by the Sufia, that make muhasabah. This I want to impress you. That before you go to sleep, that sit for 3 minutes, sit for 5 minutes and ponder over the 24 hours, what did I do? Did I make my fajr or jamaat or not? Did I make my fajr or not? Who I am? Salat on his place. Give your zakat on his place. Going for umrah on his place. Dressing externally as a Muslim on his place. Who did I rob? Who did I cheat? Who did I swear? Am I a good person? Did I smile at people? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, smiling at a Muslim brother is charity. Today people walk around as if to say there is no such thing as a smile. Can I help people? Am I able to help people? Or am I gloomy? What am I doing? Can I help a widow? Can I help an orphan? Can I help someone? Can I better my position? Can I better my family's position spiritually? Am I bringing sunnah in my life? Am I improving or am I going backwards? For 3-4 minutes a person must sit and think. My thoughts are correct or my thoughts bad? Have I gone towards Allah or am I going away from Allah? Am I conforming to the Sharia or am I not conforming to the Sharia? Am I becoming a better Muslim or worse Muslim? It's 3-4 Muslims. 3-4 minutes, respected elders. We can do this. Person say no time. But you've got 5 hours time to sit at television like a dead dog in front of it and look at who's going where. That is what time for. Muslim has got time. He'll sit in front of the TV. He'll sit in front of the video. He'll sit and gossip and backbite and laugh and joke. He'll sit and do wrong things. But for spiritual upliftment, have we got time? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to become good Muslims.